Graduations are occasions to celebrate. Last night's was no different. Friends and family of New Hampshire's newest law enforcement agents filled the room to see the 157th Police Academy class receive their certificates. But the mood in Concord was bittersweet as Governor John Lynch addressed the crowd.
We're here tonight with sadness in our hearts, saddened by the death of Greenland Police Chief Michael Maloney and the shooting of four other officers.
Maloney was just a week away from retirement when he was killed by a gunshot to the head during a drug raid Thursday night. The suspected gunman and another person were also killed. Attorney General Michael Delaney addressed the graduating class of 37 officers. He told them to be proud of their chosen career.
As we remember the memory of Police Chief Michael Maloney, you should know that you are joining much more than a noble profession. You are joining a brotherhood and a sisterhood that will always be there for you, no matter what the issue at hand.
After the ceremony, moms and dads, brothers and sisters, husbands and wives posed for pictures with the cadets. Deborah LaRusso was here to see her son Sabato become the newest member of the Newton Police Department. She said the shooting is very much on her mind.
When I heard about what happened to the other police officers yesterday, I did sit down and have that moment of, wow, you know, but I know this is what he wants, but that feeling, that how the families must feel, and you know, because you can be here today and gone tomorrow. You know, I just don't know.
After 14 weeks in the academy, Jason Reinhold, a tall man wearing the starched uniform of the Nashua Police Department, is ready to join the force. He sees the events in Greenland as a sobering final lesson for his graduating class, one not likely to be forgotten.
It definitely brings home the point that the job is dangerous. It's something you have to take serious all the time. You can't take anything for granted. Anything can happen at any moment, and it can happen really fast.
The investigation into the Greenland shootings is ongoing. Two of the officers shot in the incident remain at Portsmouth Hospital. Autopsy results of the suspected shooter and the unidentified woman that was found dead with him are expected to be released later today. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.